U.S. stock indexes closed sharply lower on Thursday in a broad sell-off as recession fears grew following moves by central banks around the globe to stamp out rising inflation after the Federal Reserve's largest rate hike since 1994. The benchmark S&P 500 suffered its sixth decline in seven sessions. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi visited Kyiv on Thursday in a show of support to Ukraine amid its battle to fend off Russia's invasion. They met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Macron said, "It's an important moment. It's a message of unity we're sending to the Ukrainians." The trip comes as the European Commission considers whether to recommend Ukraine be granted candidate status for European Union membership. Sri Lanka's fuel stocks will last for about five more days, its power and energy minister said Thursday, as the island nation awaits official confirmation from the Indian government for a new $500 million credit line for fuel. The country of 22 million people is caught in its worst financial crisis in seven decades after its foreign exchange reserves dwindled to record lows, with dollars running out to pay for essential imports, including food, medicine, and fuel. And the UN on Thursday denounced the murder in the Amazon of British journalist Dom Phillips and indigenous expert Bruno Pereira as environmental activists blamed Brazil's government. Marissa Melton, VOA News.